And Blog Talk Radio.
Join us, and then we'll be starting our show.
Hey. And has let us run some people for all time. From every tribe and language, people, every nation. Where warriors are falling, there's a resurrection coming.
It's your time to rise and shine.
Oh, wake up, you sleeping giant. No, love and justice are being healed by the peace of Yahweh. Bringing us power through unity. Where warriors are falling, there's a resurrection coming.
I'm going to play that one more time because the words are so powerful. Welcome, welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. I'm Beata, your host for tonight. Transforming the aging process. And I believe music is a major part of transforming the aging process. I have seen so many people live to be over 100 and they love dancing. So I want to just bring in Becca Shea one more time, the heartbeat. Knowing the heartbeat of the creator is music. Music is everywhere and it's so important. Let's go listen to Becca Shea one more time as we wait for some people to join us on Facebook and in the studio. Becca Shea brings the heartbeat of our creator.
And has let us run some people for all time. From every tribe and language, people, every nation.
Hey.
hey, hey, hey. I love the drum, sound of the drum, but I love music more than anything. So welcome, welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. We're talking about transforming the aging process. I had such an interesting experience this week. I went to visit my elder friend in her assisted living institution. And it's really sad when you walk in the door to see elderly people sitting around in their wheelchairs looking for something to do and just staring at the either the TV or the walls and just really looking sad. So that's what greets you in the lobby of some assisted living facilities is just senior citizens trying to make the best of the end of their lives. And so in this assisted living place, I go upstairs to visit my friend, and she's curled up in her bed for the first time. This is something I've never seen. Now, this woman is close to 90 years old. So she was put in this assisted living facility because her husband died, and she did not have the best of health to live in her three-bedroom house by herself. So that's what happens often when we age. We might have a big house and our health deteriorates and we can't maintain the house. We need assistance because our health deteriorates. So seeing this in someone who is so vibrant I've known this woman for probably 30 years now. And to see her health deteriorate, one, after the death of her husband, and just two, in general, because her emotions were not the best, the most joyful. Even though she was a very strong Christian woman, she had some really harsh words come out of her mouth sometimes. So we're looking at transforming this aging process because we're learning a lot. Us baby boomers especially are learning a lot about how to maintain our health and how to continue to live a life of vibrancy and vitality. So tonight, we're going to look into religion and we're going to look into the process that has been fed to us for many years about what happens when you age. And then we've accepted it. That's the interesting thing I've learned, that we have accepted man's interpretation, man's declaration, that these are the things that are going to happen to you as you get older. And I'm like, oh, I don't think so. I'm starting to see the innate ability our bodies have to reproduce cells in a way that gives us strength and gives us longevity like we've never known before, especially in this age of technology with med beds and all stem cell research. We can live a lot longer, healthier life. But there are a few things we got to take note of in order to do that. So I want to start out looking at our Sunday school experience. We were taught in Sunday school about this person called Jesus, and we called him Jesus Christ. A lot of people thought his last name was Christ. But I want to just do a little bit of educating on what the word Christ really means. Because when we grow up from Sunday school, we're going to start in Sunday school tonight, learn a little bit about, we're going to just review, we're going to do some reviewing about Sunday school and what Sunday school taught us as children. And as the scriptures say, when I was a child, I behaved as a child. And some people don't grow up. They still carry that Sunday school mentality into their senior years. And that's part of the reason they don't age well and they get sick and die early. So let's take just a really brief look at what Sunday school taught us. And we're going to create a more mature experience today in 2021. That can help us transform this aging process. We cannot hold on to a Sunday school mentality if we want to live a long life with health and longevity and vibrancy. So here's our first audio on aging, Messiah, about the Messiah, the word Christ, the Messiah. What does that really mean today as we are mature adults?
There's this crazy story at the beginning of the Bible. We have Adam and Eve, and they're in the Garden of Eden. And everything in this garden is great. It's exactly as it should be, except there's this one tree that they're told by God not to eat from because it's dangerous and it will kill them.
So that's it. Avoid this fruit tree and we're fine.
Right. It seems pretty simple. But in this garden, there's a snake, and it starts telling a different story. It says that if you eat of this tree, it's not going to kill you. In fact, it's going to make you become like God.
And Adam and Eve, they believe the snake, and they eat the fruit.
And because of this, the goodness of the garden is tragically lost, and evil and death enters into God's good world.
Now, why is there a talking snake in the garden? I mean, this thing is a problem.
Yeah, it's very strange. And even more strange is the fact that the Bible doesn't say why or how this thing even got there. It just presents the snake as this creature who's in rebellion against God and that wants to get other people to doubt God's goodness and lead them on a path towards death. And so whatever this snake is, it's the source of evil that pervades our world and our lives, even still today.
But there is some hope, because right here in the story, God makes this really interesting promise to Adam and Eve.
That someone is going to come in the future, a son of Eve. And this guy's going to come and he's going to crush the serpent's head and destroy evil at its source. However, during this battle, the serpent is going to bite this guy's heel.
So it's like a mutual destruction.
Yeah, it's this very strange but beautiful promise. And it's just left hanging there until the next key moment in the story, when God singles out this guy named Abraham and says that through his family, goodness and blessing is going to be restored back to all of the nations of the world. And as we follow this family, we get to one of Abraham's great-grandsons, this guy named Judah. And he receives this promise that a king is going to come from his line and that the whole world is going to follow this king and he's going to bring peace and harmony and there'll be lots of food and wine and milk and vineyards and it's going to be awesome.
The first king that we meet from the line of Judah is a guy named King David. And he's a hero. Maybe he is the snake crusher.
But it turns out that David is infected with the same evil as the rest of humanity. He never crushes the snake, just the opposite. However, God makes a promise to David that this king is going to eventually come from his line. But as you go on in the story, one by one, each generation of his sons, they're just total chumps. They give in to the snake. They choose evil. They go after money and sex and power and following other gods.
Things get so bad that they run the nation of Israel right into the ground, and the big bad empire of Babylon just takes them out.
And so now there are no more kings to even fulfill this promise.
So it seems like the whole plan is lost.
But during these dark days, there's this crazy group of guys called prophets. And they just kept talking about this coming king and reminding us of the promise that he'll come, he'll defeat evil, he'll restore the garden. Now, one specific prophet, Isaiah, he tells us more about why this king is bitten. Isaiah says that the promise king receives this wound because of humanity's evil, and then it kills him. But then all of a sudden he comes back, and Isaiah says it's because he suffered this wound that he can now become a source of healing to other people.
But the Old Testament ends, and the snake-crushing king that everyone's been talking about never shows up.
And this is why, when the New Testament begins, it introduces us to Jesus of Nazareth, not as some random guy, but as someone who comes to fulfill these specific ancient promises.
Yeah, we learn that he's from the line of David, Judah, and Abraham.
And he goes around Israel announcing that the goodness of God's kingdom is here, now. And he begins confronting the effects of evil on people by healing them, by forgiving them of their sins and evil.
Many people are now believing that this is, in fact, the promised king.
But Jesus began telling his closest followers that he was going to become king and bring peace by taking the full effect of humanity's evil into himself.
The fatal snake bite wound.
Exactly. And so it seems like the serpent wins. And this story actually would be a tragedy except for what happens next. Jesus rises from the dead.
And now Jesus has the power over evil and death for himself.
And so the rest of the New Testament is then making this claim that Jesus' power over evil and death has now become available to us to begin confronting the effects of evil in our lives.
But even still, death and evil are a real problem in our world all around us.
And so the story of the Bible ends by describing this future day when Jesus comes back and he finishes the job. He destroys the snake once and for all, and he restores the goodness of the garden here on earth.
Hey, this is Tim.
And this is John.
Now, as if you just joined us, that was our Sunday school lesson that we all learned in the Christian church, Catholic, Methodist, Baptist, whatever denomination. We all learned about the story of Jesus and Adam and Eve. By the way, it was like this entertainer, music entertainer, what's his name? Nas X. Oh my goodness, he's got a new YouTube, a new video out about his new song or something. Whoa, is it his belief about Satan and the Garden of Eve is off the chain. Okay, I just say that. But it's interesting, the conversation around Nas X's interpretation of the Garden of Eden and how the snake and the enemy came in and transferred him into worshiping the devil. I'll just put it like that. And he has very visual aids to give you his dream or his belief system. Anyway, Nas X. So we have all these Sunday school interpretations of the Bible, right? And what we want to focus on tonight is the idea of what is the Messiah, because we can no longer think that Jesus Christ is going to come out of the sky and save us. In fact, there are so many people thinking the vaccine is the savior that we're just throwing that belief out the window altogether about Jesus coming out of the sky, because I don't know who's believing about the savior and the medical mafia, but that's what's happening. We got belief systems flowing all over the place. That's why we're all divided. And with to transform the aging process, we got to bring some unity and a harmony to what we believe today about this journey we're on, soul journey and a vessel. Our souls are journeying in this vessel called human body. So the Bible, the Bible story we've heard, Bible school story we've heard all these years is about this man named Jesus Christ, and we thought his last name was Christ, but now, as we are mature and older, we want to really define what the word Christ means, because it applies to all of us today. Yes, all of us can be the Messiah Christ, the anointed one. And that's what I'm getting at, is in order to transform the aging process, we have to transform our language and our understanding of the language we heard in Sunday school, right? Sunday, Sabbath school, whatever you were in, Sabbath school, Sunday school. It's time to transform the language first that we heard as children. Because as I grow older, I don't want to be in a nursing home, and I am developing social capital. So I have enough friends, and especially I'm so grateful I got grandchildren, so that if we have enough grandchildren around us, you won't be aging quickly, because those grandchildren are going to keep you youthful. And that's why at this point you need to adopt some grandchildren if you don't have any. That's what's going to keep you youthful, having young people around you to challenge you. This Nas X is a whole new challenge for us to understand what is in the music industry, how the satanic influence in the music industry has influenced one black man, Nas X, who created this really interesting song, I'm going to ride till I can't ride no more. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We all just love that song. And now he's bringing out more truth about the Bible in his viewpoint. So we want to tonight come together in unity, harmonize, and understand who and what is the Messiah. This Jesus Christ Latin name, we could call Yeshua HaMashiach. That's what Becca Shea sings about. She transforms the Jesus Christ image name into Yeshua, the Messiah. Who is the Messiah? Let's listen to a really short meaning of Christ. It's like less than 2 minutes. And then we want to talk about how transforming the aging process means taking on the Messiah crown for all of us, not just that man.
Hey, this is Jared Dees from TheReligionTeacher.com. Christ, believe it or not, is not Jesus' last name. It's actually a title. It's a title that means Messiah. We know that Jesus is often called the Messiah in the Gospels because he is the culmination of this promised Messiah that is going to come. What does Messiah actually mean? It means anointed. And in the Old Testament, priests, prophets, and kings were anointed to show their significance. That Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit. Jesus was priest, prophet, and king. Jesus was the promised Messiah that was going to come in the lineage or of King David. So when you hear Jesus called Jesus Christ, Christ isn't his last name. Christ is a title that means Messiah. Jesus was the anointed one. That was the most profound thing about him coming. Not that he was a very powerful person or wise person. He was the Messiah. He was the anointed. He was the king. He was both priest and prophet as well. That's why we call Jesus Christ. Go make disciples. God bless.
Now, the definition, we're getting in, if you're just joining us, thank you for joining us tonight. We're going to manifest, create unity tonight, harmony about the Messiah and the anointing that we all can take on and become the priests and kings and queens that we are in our mind and in our journey on this planet. Because if you just joined us, I shared how I visited this assisted living place, and it was so sad to see these elderly people sitting in wheelchairs, staring at the wall, staring at the TV, being programmed religiously on the Catholic Church. And then my friend, I go to her room, and she's curled up in bed. She's in her late 80s, 90s, and this is what people expect us to end up like, curled up in a bed in a nursing home or assisted living place. I'm suggesting we don't have to have our lives in that way or even get on that train at all. And that's what we're going to come into agreement about tonight, transforming this aging process that man has declared on all of us, that you're going to get old, your bones going to creak, you're going to have your Alzheimer's, dementia, all that. No, 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 no. Tonight, we're going to come into unity, transform this idea that as you age, you get worse. In fact, you can transform it to think you get better, but you've got to transform the language and the experience you had in Sunday school with Jesus Christ, the Messiah, transforming him into you. You as having an anointing, meaning Messiah, the word Messiah, that's Christ. Christ equals Messiah, not his last name. But Yahshua HaMashiach, Yeshua the Messiah, was a spiritual being that we know now who came to teach wisdom. And that's what's going to transform our aging process. When we take on the wisdom of that figure in Bible history or in the Bible of Messiah, as he said, priests, prophets, kings took on the label of anointed one or Messiah. That's what we're going to do that tonight. We're going to take on our crown, put on our queen crown, our head covering, whatever you need, spiritually, metaphorically, in order for us to avoid the sad nursing home experience with disease and energy of sadness and depression. It's time to be anointed with the truth of who we are, priests, prophets, kings, and queens, royalty. I'm taking on the goddess warrior position because we're in a battle right now. We're in a serious battle on this planet. And if you don't take on that goddess warrior or the priest or the king, we've got some influence going on, satanic influence, if you will, anti-Christ, because the word anti-Messiah means anti-anointed. They want to take your crown away. They want to take your sovereignty away. They want to take your position of royalty, of power away right now. That's what is happening on our planet. But we don't have to submit to that. No, we don't. In fact, let me go to the phones before we go to our break and hear from you. We do have two people who have pressed one. So I do want to hear from you tonight on how you're going to put on that crown tonight and become a Mashiach of anointing power. So you don't have to go into your age, your senior years in nursing home staring at the wall in a wheelchair. 780-482, your mic is open. Are you there?
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead. Your mic's open, 780-482. What, can you give us your name, where you're calling from?
Yeah, it's Jay calling from Canada.
Jay calling from Canada. So what sayest thou, Jay from Canada?
Well, it's interesting times that we're living in right now. I don't think we have a whole lot of time for disbelief or questioning a lot of things. I mean, we have that innate ability to discern what is real and what is not. And I think this time right now is really kind of like separating, or it's, is who has ever woken up right now and did their homework and did their thing. I think they get a better chance to survive what actually is going to go on with what the world is going through right now, financially and health-wise. So, I don't know if we can actually think that if we get into our later years. I was thinking about that when I was talking to my friends. I don't know if I'm going to make it to 80. Who knows what's going to go on, right? I mean, you can pray every day, but man, there's some realistic things that go on in the world that will affect you in your later years, right? So, yeah, that's how I look at it. I don't know if it's the answer that you wanted to your question, but for me, making a difference in the world would be waking up people as much as I can. Hopefully they'll listen.
Well, you said the key word, and I'm not looking for any particular answer. I'm really looking for you to share your experience with us and tell us if you're waking up, if you're going to put on that crown, if you're anointed. You said a key word, innate. We all, this is what I'm learning in my senior years, we all have this innate ability to repair, restore, and strengthen ourselves and our body. But we have not been told that. And you said prayer, as long as we pray. What is prayer? Meditation. Meditation. Prayer, I don't go to a church building anymore. My church is outside in nature. I go and sit and look at the trees and listen to these awesome birds. I look at the squirrels, and we had a raccoon. I was teaching a yoga class out by the pool one day, and a raccoon showed up. And we all just stopped and listened to the energy of the raccoon. So our prayer, as you mentioned, is to take note of and be reminded of how we are all a part of nature and that we have the power within us, the innate ability to repair ourselves and use wisdom to continue this journey disease-free. If we're walking around here eating donuts like Krispy Kreme wants to offer everybody a daily donut, if they take an injection from the chemicals that, by the way, I did a show on Friday that introduced the fact that Johnson & Johnson is the company that promoted opiates that have killed hundreds of thousands of people. And now the same company is promoting a vaccine that's going to kill even more people. So if we use wisdom, we will reject the Krispy Kreme donut offer, say, thank you very much. I don't want $1 donut a day to weaken my body. But we will take on the crown of the Messiah and say, I'm a king and I'm a queen, and I want to live a life of health and prosperity and energy. So we will reject and use what you call that innate ability. We will use our words. We will transform our words and activate that innate ability that you just mentioned. It's there, but it's kind of dormant. Wouldn't you agree? People are not aware that they have an innate ability to transform their cells, repair their cells, strengthen their cells, and bring about a full energy in their body.
Oh, I believe you. So usually we compare to them and us, right? But we're all the same. The thing is that we're on different levels of spirituality, and some are not even tuned into the spiritual because they don't understand what that means. I don't know who knows, but I think that's one of the key factors of getting through what's coming up next. And you're a doula. I see on your blog talk page that we're going to see a lot of trauma and grief coming up in a very, very near future. And those people like yourself are going to be very, very important to kind of keeping a calm, and people who haven't woken up to what is really going on and made some health decisions that will have a profound effect on the whole world, but not including their, you know, friends, family, and themselves, that you're going to be a very important part of this puzzle. And that's one of the reasons why people who have a spiritual foundation will maybe, I said, to help these people just not wake up, but just get them coping it through the trauma that they're going to, and grief that they're going to face. There might be elations right now for what they did health-wise, but I foresee in a very near future we're going to see some, like I said, lots of grief and lots of trauma, lots of misery, lots of things going on, and it's just not going to be very good. So
yeah.
I congratulate you for putting this show on and things like that, because it's got to trigger something in your innate wisdom inside that's always been there but has been woken up yet. And what may wake up people is people dying around you.
Thank you, Jay. You know, in that audio I played, he said death and evil are a problem. No, they're not. They're part of this journey on Earth. And it's up to us as we become more conscious, more anointed with the Messiah energy, that we understand death and evil are part of the process of living on this Earth and adjusting to it and responding to death and evil with wisdom. Thank you so much, Jay, for sharing tonight. I appreciate all your words tonight. And we have to go to a break. But when we come back, we're going to listen a little to some more audios about understanding the normal aging process, what we've all been indoctrinated with all our life about how you're going to age. And we're here tonight to say, no, we don't. We can choose to take on an anointing of the Messiah. When they say Christ is coming back in the clouds are your brain. And more people are waking up and putting Christ in the brain, in the clouds, and the Messiah anointing. And that's why we're doing this show, because I'm being awakened every day to the reality that people are dying and suffering, just like Jay said. And we're going to see more of it, because people are standing in line to be injected with Johnson & Johnson poison like they did with all the opiates. So, yeah, we're going to see suffering and dying. But we're here tonight to prepare for what's coming. And for us who are here tonight, we're going to have a beautiful future, because we're going to be anointed and ready for whatever comes. So Naima Latif, our executive producer of The Female Solution, is in the studio, and she's going to play some commercials for us, and we'll be right back. Thank you, Naima. Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Vyasa, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
You could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant. Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today. Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain?
Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me. I just see so many people waking up these days because of the suffering and death that was mentioned. It's part of life. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 says that it's better to go to the house of mourning, that's the funeral home, than it is to go to a birthday party or house of celebration. Why? Because it says the living take it to heart. Every time there's a death, I go to that scripture in Ecclesiastes and say, let me take this to heart. What was their life? What did it mean? Why did they die? What was the journey they were in? I just lost my dad in 1 year, then my stepmother. And my dad lived to be 95 years old. And I can look back now, I'm writing a book now, Lessons from My Father. I can see why he lived to be 95. One of the main reasons was every time he went to the doctor in his senior years and they gave him a prescription, doctors love to medicate seniors because they can end up with 12 or 15 prescriptions and the doctors feel that they've done their job. But every time my dad went to the doctor, got a prescription, he would call me and say, what about this medication? Look it up and see what the side effects are. And I would say, okay, I'd look them up, the long 10 or more side effects. And I'd call them back and say, listen, these are the side effects. He'd say, oh, no, I don't want to take that. I don't want to take that. So that was our life for 10. I partnered with him for 10 or more years, actually more than 10. Every time that was his answer, I don't think I better take that. Too many side effects. And here we are in 2021. People are not even looking at the side effects of something being injected into their bodies. They don't even care that Johnson & Johnson is the number one promoter of opiate addiction and death. They don't care. So we're just going to do what we need to do, anoint ourselves, Messiah anointing. Let's move on forward, transforming the aging process. No, we are not going to be on a bunch of meds and our senior life, and we're not going to be in wheelchairs. Because we are transforming, and as our caller, Jay, said, we have an innate ability with our mind, with our words, to transform our body's aging process. So let me go to another caller and get your thoughts on this aging process. How are you going to transform it, or what are your thoughts? 708-602, your mic is open. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Greetings, my sister. Much love to you and the family. Sister V, this is Brother Eddie Harris from Chicago, Illinois.
Good evening, Brother Eddie Harris. Nice to hear your voice.
Yes, yes. I tuned in kind of late, but I got the gist of where you're going. And I'd like to start off with this, since we've been talking about the Bible. And again, let's see where people go with it. You've heard of the word Armageddon.
Yeah.
What does Armageddon mean to you?
Well, chaos and destruction and transformation, maybe even all of those transformation, chaos. That's my thought right offhand.
Okay. So that, along with the biblical meaning dealing with Armageddon, and it's no coincidence for me. It's mentioned one time, and it's in St. John 16:16. And when you add 16 and 16, you got 32. So we back to that 5, and you know I'm on that 5. So
right.
Anyway, Armageddon is talking about all of the kings of the earth who are under the reign of a demonic leader, who are the forces are battling against the forces of God. So again, the chaos.
Yeah.
And again, this is how people see their meaning of what they look, but to me it's the program. And for me, everything, even when we get to Messiah and all that, everything has a number. And the number takes you to the spiritual of what you see. That number leads you to another word that has that same number.
Yeah.
For instance, for me, when I get into that word Armageddon, my definition starts with the number. And the number of Armageddon is 31 for a spiritual. Mm. 31 is fight. We're in a spiritual fight. Which is spiritual, is revolution. See, it's all about a spiritual revolution, the fight that we're in, because even in the Bible, it mentions the fight is whose? Mine, said the Lord. Well, Lord, it's 13, that four, that fight, that revolution, that answer, the solution, the message. We all have a part of it. But again, I'm not getting into their definition of that word, because it gives that word Armageddon the way they give it in definition, that power of the end, of destruction. And like we said, at this age of the elders that they're trying to get rid of is why we are trying to give this information we're given. And let's look at this too. Armageddon that shot. Is that part of the Armageddon to this end that people can't see, who's running to the fear of getting a shot? Armageddon.
Right. Yeah.
Or Armageddon.
That's powerful.
So, again, for me, I start with the number of everything because it leads me to what I see with those numbers, because everybody else is going to see a different word but the same number. So with me understanding the number of Messiah is 30 or 3. With that number of 3 is when we talk about the shift. This is what we're going through, a shift right now. The biggest shift that we're going through that we all understand is the shift in understanding words. Words are 3. We're getting to an alignment. Alignment is 3. We have now a relationship being 3 with the memories 3 of the ancestor 3. What do you see that the Messiah, that 3, is giving you and leading you in your story? See, because we keep telling everybody else's definition in the story that they gave us their way. The numbers don't lie, so they line us up the way we supposed to see what we see, because as you say, this soul journey, and by the way, soul is 7, journey is 7, nature that you was in is 7. Consciousness, this is the journey. Consciousness is 7. It starts at birth. Birth is 7. You are called a baby. Baby is 7. The whole journey starts as a baby at birth. And we cross paths for a particular reason, because we're on a parallel journey that we start to see once we start to line up and communicate the way we should with all this nonsense that's being given. That's a distraction towards the journey. But with that, I'm in love, put the mic down so somebody else can grab it, because mic by number is 14, and 14 is love. And I'm giving all of this love.
Oh, wow. Thank you,
peace,
Brother
and
Eddie. Love,
to the family.
Love you. He said so much in that. Oh, my goodness. Number one about spirituality. The reason we keep bringing up the Bible is because a lot of people are in a religious mind with the Bible. They don't see the metaphors and the allegories in the Bible, and which brings us to spirituality. Because if you keep saying Jesus is my savior and this man is going to come back in the sky, that's religion. That's religion. And the spirituality we need to all be mindful of is that Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah anointing, is a spiritual energy now at this point that we can learn from, that we can grow from. And if we can move from Sunday school religion into spirituality of numbers, as Brother Eddie talks about, and all the energy of the numbers and what they mean, alignment is a 3. And then he mentioned about relationship. this transformation of the aging process, brothers and sisters, is all about having a personal relationship with yourself, with your kingdom within. There's a kingdom in this vessel of the soul. And if you can get into a really personal, intimate relationship with this kingdom inside to hear all these nerves and cells and organs and tissues talking to us, and the liver and the gallbladder and the large intestines, we got to get to know the kingdom within, because the forces outside of us, the Faucis, the Gates, the government, the medical mafia, they don't want you to know anything about the kingdom within. That's how they've deceived so many people in the last year. People are so ignorant about this kingdom within that they believe that the germ theory is real. Germs kill you, that the virus is invisible, but it can kill you. And all these lies that we've been feeding our psyche, that's why people are lining up to get a poisonous injection from a corporation that has killed hundreds of thousands with opiates. Blow your mind, but we got to go ahead.
I just wanted to say I didn't mention, but you brought it back real quick because I ended with the mic being five and love being five, but you keep mentioning again. I forgot to mention that Christ, as they say, anointed. Anyway, Christ is 32. That's that five. And understanding the Christ is within all of us.
Right,
and it basically
starts
in your head. It's called your brain. Brain is five. See, your brain is your heaven. Heaven is five, and it starts in your brain. Your heaven is no more than the kingdom. Kingdom is five. That's in your brain. It starts in the body that's called the temple. Temple is five. See?
Yes.
We can see everything metaphorically in the Bible when we see the five and the numbers behind what they're saying that we all are, because when we understand, stop giving ourselves the label other than the label of being human beings. Human beings come to 41, which is five. Jesus Christ is 5, 59, 5 plus 9 is 14, 1 plus 4 is 5. We back to the 5, back to the brain, back to the heaven, back to the kingdom.
Thank you.
All called the 5. The 5 is, everybody has a 5. It's called your thought. Not my thought. Your thought is 5. And your thought gives you your interpretation in 5. And what we're doing right now, ending on this, is called fellowship. Fellowship is five. We're giving our bits of our thought of our interpretation. Fellowship, family, love you.
Yes, thank you. And I'm going to go to 336-350. And let me just say one more thing. What he said about the fellowship, and we're all human beings. Right now, I can see that our government is trying to bring in racism again. We had these Asian, identified as Asians, but they were human beings who were killed. And in this sanity that is being perpetrated and promoted. These were human beings, but you know when the government is trying to bring division and race, when they start mentioning what color they were or what nationality they were, it has really nothing to do with my mental illness. There's a mental illness in our society, number one, that you need an injection to heal a damn virus. And number two, when the government starts promoting their little game of division and race. Oh, you're a racist. You're a racist. Oh, you're a racist. This is a comedy show at this point, people. We should be laughing at the government and ignoring them, really, because what they're doing up in Washington is a clown show, in my opinion. Let's just a fellowship, relationship with yourself, and you'll stop seeing people's skin color, and you'll start looking in their eyes and seeing their soul, because it's a soul journey in a vessel. This is a vessel, soul journey. Forget the color of the house. Just look at the eyes and discern whether the eyes are awake or asleep, and whether they're conscious or not. And then just shine some light in these dark places that you dwell. 336-350, Mama AZ, your mic is open. Thank you for joining us this evening. How are you?
Thank you for asking, Dr. V. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you're loud and clear.
Okay, I happen to be back at Miracle Valley. Reverend Asa Allen opened up the gate. If this wasn't happening, even with the gentleman that beeped in, your first caller,
Jay from Canada.
I had a Jay, one of my campers at the Stronghold a couple of days ago. No joke. No joke. And when I approached Miracle Valley, this little all red bird, red chest and red head, a little teeny thing. And then the quails came out. And it's just amazing. It's amazing. I took the car back and the girl says, Elder Paris, bring it in the new day. It's nobody to take you home. We'll take care of it. I said, whoa. And the next thing I knew, I was throwing stuff in the car as best that I could to come out here to Miracle Valley. I was out here last night because it was Reverend Asa Allen's Earth Day. He came to the planet in Sulphur Springs, 1911, March the 27th. And what's the significance of this day, sister? What's the significance of this day?
Oh, you mean 10, 11, 12, 13, 4 and a 5. It's a 9, I think. I'm not right. This day is a 9, the 28th of March. So 3/28, that's 5, 3, 4 and 5 is 9. It's a 9. For 3/28,
wow.
For those of you who are wondering, she's asking what's the numerical energy for today. And we're just looking at March 28th, 2021. 2021 adds up to a 5. And March 28th adds up to a 5 or 4. And so we're looking at a number 9. Oh, we should know number 9 is very significant in the divine energy. 9 months in the womb. I always think when 9 shows up, oh, this is period. Okay, something's getting ready to be birthed here. Okay, we're going to birth the baby today.
Yes. Well, let me tell you one thing over here in Miracle Valley. Is the correlation between Reverend Asa Allen and the people who have that control of that temple, the Bible College, their son, Mark Anthony Bentoncourt, was a head-on collision crossover, okay? And I did his numbers, and thank you, Brother Harris, for just who you are, because it's taken me to another level, the investigation. Mark Bentoncourt, Mark Anthony Bentoncourt, left at, I think he was 32. To make a long story short, his numbers parallel Reverend Asa Allen. And what he has been telling me, and I want to go this on record, it doesn't matter who persecutes me, because at the end of the day, I'm the only one that has wiped my behind, all right? Now, what he is saying to me, this area is drugs and trafficking, human trafficking. The temple, the Bible College that Reverend Asa Alonzo Allen created is going to dust. I don't know what is up, however, with the phenomenal healing that Reverend Asa Allen put to the planet while he was here was off the freaking chain.
Yeah,
even
yeah.
Beth, our Beth, was baptized by Reverend Allen. And what he is saying to me, with the numbers, family, mean every doggone thing. You just have to take the time to roll with listening to what and analyzing what these numbers are telling us. Reverend Asa Alonzo Allen has said, that was then the healing. He's on the other side of the veil. This is now. So what are we going to do with unraveling all of this bullshit that we have created from just our lack of knowledge? Now, if one's the listening audience, if you take a look, take a moment, people, to research Reverend Alonzo Asa Allen's life. And by the way, he brought me here in a doggone dream. And I had no idea years before that I would end up doing what I'm doing now, you see. So I said all of that to say this. This program that you have put together, Dr. V, you have a major, how do you say it, invisible hatchet. And you bring things that I don't even have to share, because eventually you will bring those same things that I've shared to another program or to your program or whatever the case may be. And people, this is serious. We have got to figure out how in the hell are we going to wake up, and from what are we waking up from? And I'll say this, and I'll be quiet. Numbers are everything, people. My dad told me that when he crossed over and I was park hostessing at Pettigrew State Park in North Carolina. 4 months, I couldn't leave and come home to Phoenix for his homegoing celebration. And he said, Roberta, you don't need to, because we placed you here. We positioned you here so that you could get on this roll with numbers. And this was in 95. Yes. So I'm just saying, take a look at Reverend Asa Allen's life and everything that happens around Miracle Valley. And I appreciate this time. Thank us, sister. This is D.
Thank us indeed. Thank us, because the universe's language is numbers. And the people who come on this show and remind us of that are like messengers for us to remember the higher knowledge of truth. If you stay in Sunday school religion, you're going to miss the higher knowledge of truth. We're in numbers now. We're talking about the influence numbers are having on our daily lives. And when I look at what's going on at the border, this is kind of, I digress a little, but I hope everybody knows what's going on at the border so we can really send some energy for that. They have opened up the gates for more child trafficking. It's like, is anybody stupid enough to think that this is a mistake or a coincidence? No, 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 no. And you can go on YouTube now. There are people are starting to talk about what's going on there. And one person in particular I listened to yesterday or today was talking about what they're seeing is that they're bringing in all these children unaccompanied for what purpose? They're evil deeds. Child trafficking is a big business, and it's continuing. And Biden and company have opened up the floodgates to let it flow and create more evil and corruption. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel, because the more of us that wake up and say we're not going to put up with this BS anymore, and the more of us who do our thing in our communities and work to prevent this type of child trafficking, human trafficking in general. That's what's going on at the border. Don't be stupid about it. Don't be naive. That's what's happening. And they're just promoting, and they think we're so stupid. It just really blows my mind how stupid they think we are, that they are pulling this stuff off like they are. It's like, wow. Okay, I think it's time for another break. I'm going to open up the mic of our producer, and we're going to come back and just listen to understanding normal aging process and how we can come against the diabetes and the heart disease and all and the Alzheimer's. We're going to get real specific and down to earth on how we can walk in wisdom to prevent those things that man wants to declare on those of us who are getting older. Because if we're walking in wisdom, eating less, moving more, and doing some of the wise things that our parents didn't do who ended up in nursing homes, and we'll have a long, healthy life. Naima, if you're ready, your mic is open. You can start the commercials whenever you're ready. And I'm just going to remind us all that the reason, again, that we're transforming the aging process, one of them is our grandchildren need us. This next generation, we cannot allow them to be deceived as we were in our childhood, and even as their parents. I got two grandchildren, and their parents are a little unconscious about things. They don't, everything is a conspiracy theory, and they don't want to listen to grandma or mom. So that's okay. I'm learning to accept people's belief right where they are and move on to shine the light in the darkness. That's what we're here for, to transform the aging process. We got to bring out the light in this vessel of the soul. So Naima might be distracted, so I'm going to play one more audio while we wait. I'll come back to Naima. This is a short one about understanding normal aging process. And I like this because this is the programming we grew up with and that people are listening to today that we don't have to take into our psyche and our pituitary and all in the brain and the Messiah anointing. When you have an anointing, you start walking in wisdom instead of what people call normal aging.
Aging is a regular part of life, and as a caregiver, it's important that you're able to tell the difference between the normal aging process and the signs that something might be wrong. In this video, we'll walk you through the changes you can expect to see as the person you're caring for ages, and highlight some of the more serious things to watch for. Different parts of the body have their own ways of showing age. Bones become weaker and more brittle, and muscles get less strong and flexible. However, limping or showing pain when a certain part of the body is touched is not normal, and you should mention this to their doctor. Changes to the heart are also common. The arteries and blood vessels harden with age, causing the heart to work harder to pump blood through them. This increases the risk of high blood pressure and other heart problems. If the person you're caring for is a smoker, encourage them to quit, as doing this will help restore heart function. A healthy heart is also one that gets at least 7 hours of sleep. It's important to note that shooting chest pain or numbness in the arms and legs is not normal. If this is happening, have them see their doctor as soon as possible. Aging affects the digestive system as well and can cause chronic constipation. The bladder can also become less elastic. This means that you may notice them wanting to go pee more often and frequently. Graying hair, receding gums, and dry, wrinkly skin are all normal appearance changes. You may also notice that their eyesight and hearing starts to get worse. Schedule regular checkups with vision and hearing specialists and take safety precautions whenever they may be exposed to bright lights or loud noises. The person you're caring for may also experience changes to their sexual needs. Vaginal dryness and erectile dysfunction are more common in older people and may make sex difficult or uncomfortable. Getting regular exercise can help with stamina, and their doctor may be able to provide creams or medications that will make sex easier. The most obvious changes that come with old age happen in the brain, especially to the memory and critical thinking skills. It's normal to forget the names of acquaintances or have trouble remembering words, but forgetting the names of close family members and not being able to recall recent events are both signs that something serious may be wrong, like Alzheimer's disease or dementia. It's important that the person you're caring for stays mentally active and takes time to socialize with others. Playing a word game like Scrabble or participating in a group activity like an art class is a great way to do both. Now that you know some of the typical signs of aging to look out for, it should be easier to recognize when something isn't normal. If you notice any new changes in the person you're caring for that can't be explained by the regular aging process, make an appointment to see their doctor as soon as possible. For additional caregiver support and resources, be sure to visit our care channel.
Okay, when we come back from the break, I think Naima's ready. We're going to talk about how you can transform that type of thinking. If you didn't catch it,
kidnapped from their homes. Small.
Everything she recommended is go to your doctor.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
We are back. Now, if you're just joining us, we just played some information about understanding the normal aging process. And if you were paying attention, every challenge, every symptom, she suggested you go see your doctor. A lifetime of going to see your doctor for every symptom you have, you end up with 12 prescription medications with 20 million side effects. I'm not suggesting that you don't see your medical professional or your trusted health care provider. I'm not suggesting. I'm not a doctor, and I am not here to dissuade you from doing what you think is best for your health. But I'm here to suggest that we're going to transform the aging process. When you have symptoms, that number one, you start deep breathing out in nature. You take the time to look at whether you have too much stress in your life. And then you take the time to look at all the words that are coming out of your mouth every day and through the, for the last few days or weeks or months or years. And the question is, how have you been creating these symptoms in your body? Because life is a series of opportunities for emotional, spiritual, and intellectual growth. So every symptom, I'm suggesting every symptom in this kingdom where your soul is learning how to navigate this journey, every symptom has a root emotional cause. If you can get to the root emotional cause, 9 times out of 10, you're going to heal your body. So that's what we're motivating you to do, suggesting you do to transform the aging process where you don't end up in a nursing home where they're going to want to give you more drugs, more medication, and keep you in your locked in your room because you're too old and fragile to do anything else. So we're going to open the mic to 706-202. I believe that's Kwame Sunhorse. Welcome. How are you this evening?
I'm very grateful, and thanks for asking. How are you, V?
We're doing good, doing good. What's on your mind tonight? It's a full moon. I know you got something to say about the full moon.
the full moon is the worm and the spigot, so it's the super moon because it's closest to the earth in its full moon. And the alignment of certain planets, Mercury and Mars, are prevalent in the alignment with the moon. So we're having what you're seeing, the battling going on and the communication that's happening in the people around the world. But what I'm looking, hearing what you're talking about aging, and I know your dad lived to be 95, and, you know, that was a thing to where, and I've been looking at when you were saying you're doing the show, and I was looking at the population of people, centurions, and how that they look at the census, and the centurions that were last counted in 2010 census, and the projection that they have from 2000 to 2050, and as to how many, and even they got it broken down to black and white, and they're looking at how many people will be the percentage by 2010, and there's 1.073%. In 1950, there was a rarity of 37,000. And then that 2010 was 53,000. So what we're looking at is that this part of aging to be 100 is with technology, with medicines and all of these things, the projection that they're looking at, that people, one person in 6,000 will reach 100 today. This is what their projection is. One in 6,000 people will reach by the age to be 100. 50 years ago, it was one person in 67,000 would reach 100. So what we're doing is we're living longer.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
living
what you're looking
at, but not
at,
necessarily healthier.
Well, and that's why they're giving the statistics, is because even though you, if you still live to be 100, you have to have some kind of health, because you can't make it, your body won't make it if your body is unhealthy, making 100 in the way that you live, and in the way that, like you said with your dad, all the things that you were able to help him to readjust in his life helped him to get through after he had an ailment. And then he began to change diet and on some of the other things that were detrimental to him living long. Well, it was helpful for him to maybe even live longer. So what we're looking at is, what you're saying is that we have to look at how we use what we use now can help to prolong our life, because the body is made to live. All you have to do is give it the right necessary nutrients and things that it does. But the other thing, too, is that we're in a time that we haven't, those people that live to be 100 were not exposed to 5G and all this technology and all these other things in which we have now for the millennials, the Generation X, and the other generations in there. We as baby boomers, if we're now that old generation coming into technology, growing with it, our children and our grandchildren were born in it. They know it. So there's a difference in how our bodies are going to work to live in this type of environment. So your house, you got Wi-Fi, you go outside, you got Wi-Fi, cell phone towers, these super power lines, you have all of this other interference in your body frequency. What will be the projection in looking at how we will be able to sustain a body for 100 years in an unnatural environment? Because our great-grandparents and grandparents, they lived on farms, they lived in the country, they lived a non-so stressful life, and they ate from the land. That gave them a more empowering body to deal with for that 100-year lifespan. Do we have that in place for the next generations to be? Will we as elders live to be 100?
Well, when I look at my dad's life, 95 years, he could have lived longer if he had one thing, more fellowship. He became very lonely. Most of his friends were dying, and he didn't have a lot of visitors in his home. And he and his wife had a very, I would say, strained relationship at the end. And his son was busy working. So I think he could have lived longer, because he was a very wise man. He was wise in the choice of the foods he was eating. He read scripture in the morning. He read three news. He kept his brain active. But he started, instead of, you know, Kwame, my dad used to love music. He used to play music all the time. He stopped playing music. He stopped listening to music. He got caught up in the technology of a remote control and television. And he would sit all of his afternoon. he would sit going back and forth between CNN, MSNBC, and the Golf Channel and old movies. He just played with the remote in the end of his life because there was no fellowship with his wife or his son or other people. So I think it was Eddie Harris mentioned, or whoever mentioned, about we need to have fellowship in our aging process to live longer lives and healthy lives. You can't, if you're these people dying in these nursing homes, it's because they've been isolated and left alone,
right,
with no one to visit them. So that's one of the key things we have to remember to live a longer, healthy life.
But what, and that's a key point, because we become what? As you were, you're his daughter, then he had your sons, and then he had great-grandchildren, which are your grandchildren. That
right.
interaction between family, of him being able to see those great-grands and have an inner relationship with that energy, because the thing about something that happens, an elder and a child coming in, the child is coming in with the spirit that's just coming. The elder is getting ready to leave the spirit. Those two spirits need to connect.
That's right. That's right. That's
those
right.
two spirits need to connect, that interaction, and then the patience that the grandparent, lap time is very important. And like you said, technology took the place of a person. All of the flipping the channels, watching all of this, these things, these 900 something channels, and
yeah,
seeing
yeah.
everything. It takes away from the human spiritual interaction. You're looking at it, but that's what I'm talking about, the technology, the artificial interference. It's nothing like nature and human contact. This is why we're having such a time with people being on lockdown and not being able, and now we're being masked and we have 6 feet of distance. You're creating an environment that is stressing the body from human contact.
And this is a brilliant plan by the elite and the creators of this population reduction corona adventure, I call it. Brilliant plan, how they isolated our seniors, how they separate but distance people. And this is what's reducing the population, the stress of all
right.
these low foods they put in.
Right, but this is the projection of 2021 to 2030 to 2050, because what we're looking at is that those children that are grandchildren and great-grandchildren will be the adults by the senior people by 2050. And
now
what are their worlds?
Go ahead.
But what are the world of that child right now, that my great-grandson, what will be his world in 50 years from now in remembering and having the interaction of what we did 50 years ago for us? It's a different
yeah.
it's a different exchange of life. And then the thing, will they be able, yeah, you're going to have all of this technology and online medical care and artificial this and artificial that. But will that really sustain the possibilities of that life continuing on for 100 years? That's a projection. And they don't
now,
want that to happen.
Yeah, now they do have a technology out there that they're keeping from us called MedBeds. That's going to transform health healing and health and medicine. But they're holding back on that. But I understand the military is using these MedBeds quite a bit to bring the transformation of the body healing. And that's what's going to really transform medical care, is these med beds, because they've been created with the Tesla-type technology of energy and photons and all that you lay in this contraption and every cell in your body gets put back into balance. So we're
right.
waiting for that technology. But in the meantime, fellowship. And, you know, the creator is not ignorant or... The creator is not surprised by 5G and all this technology, but I think what it's teaching us is that we have to raise our frequency. That's what the creator is looking for us to do, in this advanced technology of 5G and all this Wi-Fi going on, we are the ones who have to take advantage of these times and raise our frequency to survive and thrive, because that's what will protect us from the 5G. We've got to raise our frequency above 5G, and it can be done. But we've got so many distractions right now that telling us just sit and watch Netflix.
But what you're saying is correct. The part about it is that in the environment, if we come back to the environment of nature, you're downloaded by walking on the earth. You're downloaded from the energy that's coming with planet alignments, the full moon, the energy from the sun. And this lacking of sun energy is creating the lack of the body being able to have the necessary frequencies that it needs to move into this next level of its evolution. And what they're doing is creating environments of distortion, just like Mama AZ goes out there and digs a hole and puts her body in it and goes to nature. You hear her on the phone, she's rejuvenated. You put her back in her apartment and boxed up, she's down.
Yeah.
Her reaction, not to be saying, but it's a thing that you notice that her energy changes she's not in the environment that is most productive for her to give her body, even what it's racked with the pain that she's dealing with, her body rejuvenates in the natural, at the stronghold, at those places that sends and channels energy into her body to lift her up. But when you box her in, she goes down.
Right. So here's a little wisdom from Elitam Elamine, my Breatharian brother, who's over in India for the last, I think, 2 years, almost 2 years now, walking around barefoot, grounding himself to the on the beach, doing Tai Chi and Qigong every morning. No food, no water. This is the wisdom that comes that will help us all transform the aging process.
Hi, this is Elitam Elamine, and I'm from Ohio, USA. And I'm a Breatharian teacher, and what I do is I go around the world educating people on how to live on prana. Tell people what it is, the do's and the don'ts, the myths about it. But actually, I'm a holistic teacher, teaching holistic medicine, because this is a holistic message, and meditation is at its foundation. Now, the message for the youth is, the youth is really, really great in this day of age. Right now, we're in a day of age where the youth is actually challenging the old ideas of the other generations. They're growing up in a generation of science and technology. They're growing up with diet change challenges. They're growing up with also learning a lot about fasting. So I'm really proud of the youth of today. And the youth is also challenging the old religious ideas, and they want to see things really proven more scientifically. So actually, when I teach the youth and educate the youth, they're a lot more easier to work with due to they have a more clear, open mind to work with. Now, the message for the youth is a health message to watch how they use these energies and maintain a healthy life so they can live a good life. They don't need to struggle like the older generation did, because the older generation had a philosophy of no pain, no gain. But now, since we have increased information, it's no brains, no gain. So this is a message that's user-friendly for the youth of today. It makes sense, and all they have to do is just stay into it, listen to what's happening, listen to what takes place, and keep changing the world. And dealing with the food habits, see, one thing about when I teach people, I don't teach you how to become food free. I teach you how to eat again, and you eat your way to food freedom. You understand? First of all, when you look at the health crisis of preventable diseases, that's an indication that people are ignorant on how to use the lower vibrational energies. That's all it is the ignorance. You're abusing your birthright. You're abusing things. So in abusing it, you're abusing yourself. So when we deal with the health message with the youth today, we are also in an age where foods do hold different energies. that could be measured, different light quotient. And if you want a better and healthier life, a better cognitive thinking thought process, it just pays to get educated and learn about what foods, what set times and cycles, or what to eat, because you will feel a lot better being healthier and happier. This is even no debate. We're going off of a feeling state now. So again, the message to the youth, the knowledge is out here on the different foods. It's all up to us on how we should apply it. Now, please like and subscribe to this channel.
So whatever the message Ellie Tom Ellamine brings is eat less, move more. He's moving all over India, no shoes, in the sun, in the elements, rain, whatever, taking in what he calls prana, chi, the sun energy, the moon energy. That's what his lifestyle is. And one of the things we in America have to learn, if we're going to avoid the nursing home experience, the wheelchair, the diabetes, the heart disease, the Alzheimer's, we've got to stop abusing ourselves with food. We grew up in this very prosperous country, and I'm always hearing, oh, there was a woman here in Orlando area, she was bringing a truckload of food to the community of Orlando, and someone called me and said, oh, she's bringing a truckload of food, don't you need some food? Hell no, I don't need any food. That's anything, I need to be fasting. I got plenty of food. We are way eating, we're abusing ourselves, as he says, with too much food. I'm just offering you wisdom to avoid nursing homes and the sad, sad situation you find yourself in because you've abused yourself with too much food. That's really what it amounts to. I have a very close relative, obese, diabetes, whatever. He's taking 5 medications and he loves his food. He's addicted to food, even still having dessert with his stomach hanging out like he's 12 months pregnant, and he's still having dessert. We got this idea in our head that we got to have dessert, right? Got a three meals a day and dessert. How many of you all are still eating like that? Really, especially once you reach 60, one meal a day is probably enough. But whatever your lifestyle is, if you're out on the farm, you're picking cotton, and you got a really heavy labor job, then you might need 2 meals a day. But we have got to step back on the abusing ourselves with food. Cookies, cakes, ice cream, all those processed foods are what's putting people in nursing homes. I see it because what they're serving them in the nursing home is the same thing. They go into breakfast getting the eggs and bacon and toast and the orange juice. Got to have that orange juice. And then lunch is a hamburger or steak or salad or something else. And then there's got to be some carrot cake or ice cream. My friend that I went to visit on Sunday or Monday, she said, you know, I love to go to the ice cream social. And I'm like, that's good. You know, at 90 years old, go to the ice cream social because that's fellowship. That's what they need more than anything is the fellowship, not the ice cream. But that's why she's curled up in her bed and can barely walk and nobody's visiting her. And so ice cream is her lover. We start out with these birthday parties. I say this over and over again. We start out giving these children birthday parties every month because they got to go to their friends. If you got 12 friends, you're probably going to be having a birthday party every month. And you're going to have your ice cream and cake. My grandchildren are addicted to ice cream and cake now. And they're constipated. Hello? And it's like grandma has to just sit back and suggest, okay, let's get some vitamin C in them. Let's load them up with vitamin C and get that stuff moving out. It's really weird to me that people can think having a bowel movement every 2 or 3 days is normal. Hello? And I have to really take a deep breath. And I can't control these. I can only pray and make a difference when I'm around my grandchildren. But when they're constipated like they are, I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is like, take a deep breath, Grandma. There's not much you can do right now. But I share this with my son, and I can't talk to his wife, but I share this with people who are going through this constipation. It's like, you're eating too much food. Hello? When you stop eating all the 3 meals and the cakes and the cookies and the ice cream and all that, guess what? The bowels get through there easier and faster. But if you're putting animals in your body, the animals take at least 48 hours, I think it is. animal dead flesh takes a while to get through. Okay, I'm at, I think I might be ready for another commercial break. Let me see. So I you know, I hate to bring the hatchet, as Mama AZ says, but listen, nursing home, let's see, ready with last commercial. Okay, we're going to go to a commercial break. I'm going to take a deep breath and ease up on the hatchet of abusing yourself with food. But that's what it's going to take, brothers and sisters, some fasting and less food in the body to stay out of nursing homes. If you do a more fasting, like Ellie Time is not eating anything. You don't have to go to that extreme, but you definitely have to give up some of the food and abusing yourself with all the sweets and dead animals and processed food and who knows what else to feed your emotions. Let's get into healing some of the emotions when we come back from the break. I think Naima's ready. Yeah, ready with last commercials. Okay, Naima, your mic is open. Thank you so much for giving us the commercials and the sponsors for the evening. And we are here to transform.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry. You are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
And that's tomorrow morning. Don't forget to tune in for Monday morning mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Zelda is my sister of another mother. And she and the Naima and Deborah were here the beginning of March, and we had the most amazing time together, especially the swimming with the dolphins. So all of the women on the Female Solution are very conscious, and they're very conscious, and we all are dedicated to bring wisdom and intention of raising our consciousness and spirituality to our audience. So we're waiting for Naima's internet is slow, as so many internets. I have so many problems with my internet. And that's another thing. I realized my left arm was giving me a lot of discomfort. And I realized the habit I got into was holding my phone in my left hand while I pressed the buttons, you know? And that habit had to stop. I'm like, my phone doesn't sit in this hand anymore, because I realized my body was talking to me about picking. And I even have one of these little stickers on the back of my phone that's supposed to reduce the energy coming from the phone. But I don't know if it's doing too much. I just realized I had to stop that habit. Please stop the habit of holding that phone. I had a friend who was putting her phone down in her bra. I said, please, sister, don't do that. Like, what are you thinking? These phones have powerful energy coming out of them. So you've got to change that. So I'm going to go to an audio because Naima's, it sounds like her internet is slow. I have one more audio about how to cure aging. This is going to really enlighten you, maybe educate you. And then we can come back and talk about fasting, because I think that's one of the best ways to transform your aging process is stop eating so much food.
Health is the most valuable thing we have in life, but we tend to forget that until we lose it. We're living longer than ever before, which is great. But an unforeseen consequence of this is that we also spend a larger and larger portion of our lives being sick. Getting old currently means spending more time in pain. So scientists are trying to shift the attention of the medical community from optimizing lifespans to optimizing health spans. the part of our lives during which we're disease-free. To do this, we need to attack the root cause of almost all bodily defects, aging itself. Unbeknown to most people, the science of aging has made enormous progress in the last few years, with human trials about to begin in the near future. Let's look at three examples of discoveries that might benefit people who are alive right now. One, senescent cells. Your cells have an expiration date. Each time one of your cells divides, it copies its chromosomes. Because of the way this works, they lose a tiny bit of DNA at the ends. This could be catastrophic, so to protect themselves, we have long segments of DNA called telomeres that sort of act like the stiff bits at the end of shoelaces. But they shrink with every cell division. In some cells, after a number of divisions, the telomeres are gone and the cell becomes a zombie, a senescent cell. Senescent cells stay around and don't die. The older you get, the more of them there are inside you. They harm tissue around them and are linked to many diseases that accompany old age, like diabetes and kidney failure. But what if you could kill them off? Scientists genetically engineered mice so that they could destroy their senescent cells as they pleased. Older mice without senescent cells were more active, their hearts and kidneys worked better, and they were less prone to cancer. Overall, they lived up to 30% longer and in better health than average mice. Since we can't genetically engineer all of the cells in the human body, we need to find another way to get rid of our senescent cells. But how do we kill them without harming healthy cells? Most cells in the body commit a programmed cell suicide when they're damaged, but senescent cells don't. It turns out that they underproduce a protein that tells them when it's time to die. So, in a late 2016 study, mice were given an injection of this protein. It killed 80% of all their senescent cells while causing almost no harm to healthy cells. The treated mice became generally healthier and even regrew lost hair. As a result, there are a number of new companies looking at treatments involving senescent cells, and the first human trials will start soon. 2. NAD+. Cells are made from hundreds of millions of parts. They're the structures, machines, messages, and the catalysts that make reactions happen. All these parts constantly need to be destroyed, cleaned up, and rebuilt. As we age, this process becomes less effective, and so parts become crumpled, bunched up, or are removed slower. Or they are no longer produced in the quantities we need. One of these parts is NAD+, a coenzyme that tells our cells to look after themselves. At age 50, we only have about half as much in our bodies as we do at age 20. Low amounts of it are linked to a whole bunch of diseases, from skin cancer to Alzheimer's, cardiovascular disease, and multiple sclerosis. But NAD+ can't enter cells, so we can't get it as a pill. But scientists noticed that other, more flexible substances could enter cells and would then turn into NAD+ inside. In 2016, multiple trials on mice showed that they boosted the multiplication of skin, brain, and muscle stem cells. They were rejuvenated, had a higher ability to repair their DNA, and had a slightly increased lifespan. This even got NASA interested, which is looking for a way to minimize the DNA damage astronauts would be exposed to from cosmic radiation on Mars missions. There are human trials being planned right now, but it's too soon to say if this will boost our health span or even lifespan. But NAD+ is a serious candidate and could become the first human anti-aging pill. 3. Stem cells. Stem cells are like cell blueprints that sit at various places in the body and copy themselves to produce a steady flow of fresh young cells. But they decline as we age, and so we decline too. Without new parts, human bodies break. In mice, scientists observed that as the stem cells in their brains disappeared, they started to develop diseases. So they took stem cells from baby mice brains and injected them directly into the brains of middle-aged mice. More specifically, the hypothalamus, a part that's involved in regulating a lot of bodily functions. The fresh stem cells reinvigorated older brain cells by secreting microRNAs that regulated their metabolism. After 4 months, brain and muscles worked better than those of untreated mice, and on average, they lived 10% longer. Another study took stem cells from mice embryos and injected them directly into the hearts of older mice. As a consequence, they had improved heart function, could exercise 20% longer, and weirdly enough, their hair regrew faster. What all of this tells us is that there is not a single magic bullet with which to cure aging. It requires a complex array of different therapies. We can kill off senescent cells to clear away the junk, give ourselves fresh new stem cells to fill the gap, all while regulating the metabolism of the other cells using medication. This video comes with a big caveat. After all, these studies have been carried out on mice. There's no guarantee the same therapies would work in us to the same extent, but they are proof of concept. To learn more about how we can modify our own health span, we need human trials. We've only covered a tiny part of the research that's being done right now and only scratched the surface of these ideas. The field of health span extension needs more attention and funding. If it gets it, all of us might enjoy growing old without pain.
Okay. If you heard in that audio, mice were used a lot in their experiments, just like monkeys were used a lot in the experiments to make vaccines over the last, 100 years or so. So man has this idea. It's really interesting when you think about it, how man and scientists have the idea that they can improve our lives and use animals to test and experiment on how to improve our lives. I don't know if you heard, he said there's got to be a pill out there to improve our aging process. There must be a pill, right? And stem cells were mentioned. Stem cells is big business, big money business. If you try and get stem cell therapy, you better mortgage your house because that's how expensive it is. So we're suggesting tonight that a little bit of discipline is maybe a lot simpler and cheaper to transform your aging process, because the aging process is all about the cells changing. The cells are going to change, but the beautiful things about this vessel where the soul is in is that the Creator has a plan for us to live as long as our assignment is still active and working. When the assignment is over, boop, vessel goes back to the dirt, your soul moves on to another time. So we're suggesting the wisdom of transforming this aging process has more to do with stop abusing the vessel and start a detaching from what man calls food, but what the Creator calls chemicals and crap. So let me go to the phones because we are running out of time, but 779-777, your mic is open. Give us your name, please, where you're calling from.
Hey, hello, Mr. Koofy James, Chicago. How you doing?
Okay, speak up, Mr. Koofy James.
Okay, you're on what needs to be said. You're on what needs to be said. And Genesis 1 said, God has the nature has given us green herbs for food. Okay? I've connected that as a naturopath. It's that my blood is green, right? When it turns red. So I feed my body green herbs, cilantro, spirulina, cabella, spinach, whatever you want to call it. Okay, 8 years old, and I feel like I'm 15. Okay, my goal is to live long. This is why they are coming against us, trying to stop our rate of living survival with these vaccines, okay? So you go back to eating right, I collect rainwater. You know, we all have the science. And this is, in the Bible, they lived for 900 years, didn't they? Wow. You understand? You know,
they didn't have all the technology and stress for one, but they did have other things. And those numbers are more metaphoric and symbolic of what we can what we can look at as inspiration if we follow the mm-hmm. wisdom that is in that book.
Well, you know, I tell people, take it day by day. I'm almost 60, and I'm trying to focus on 100 to 150 and go for, you know, day by day. And I'm enjoying my life. I'm enjoying my assignment, my preaching health and healing. And that's what gives me life when you share your journey with people, you know. So long life is destined for all of us. We don't have to eat, you know, McDonald's. I saw a line tonight at Wendy's. It was a line across the street with 20 people in the line to get some Wendy's hamburgers, you know.
Well, Popeyes,
and I'm like, oh,
Popeyes,
my God, you know.
Yeah, well, Popeyes had long lines when they brought out that new chicken sandwich, too. So that was a big plus.
Yep.
So, but that's the point is we've been abusing ourselves with this so-called food. Chicken, you know, in the ghetto, in the hood, chicken is really popular. And these companies like Popeyes and all, they know that. And so they're going to market that Krispy Kreme. I would really like to see how much money, how many people are going to go for this donut offer, because that would just say a lot about how many addicts we got walking around who need a donut a day. Oh, my goodness. It's like comical.
You know,
it's a drug. It's a drug.
Yeah.
People are abusing.
Yeah, I don't crucify people. I tell them in Deuteronomy it says eat two.
You dropped out. We can't hear you.
I said that in Deuteronomy it says eat two-legged animals, fish, chickens, okay, birds. Not eat four-legged animals who have the umbilical cord. And that's the process of getting off. You know, in ancient times, they used meat for flavor, okay? When you're impoverished, they kill the meat. That's why we ain't got no more buffaloes in America, because they killed them all for the skin and the meat. So it's getting back to plant life. That is the hard thing, that, you know, that's why I'm growing my own food, getting back to plant life, eating like the giraffe, like the plants, the leaves, the spinach, you know, juicing those. And that is the goal. And once you do that, you're going to feed your blood, your green blood, and you're going to feel, you're not going to get old. You're not going to age. I'm not aging. And I'm like, wow. Oh, my God. What should I write a book? I'm not aging. I look like I'm 25 years old because I'm eating off green herbs. I'm, you know, spiritually, I'm eating off green food. And I'm like, oh, my God, what can I tell people? Otherwise, it's showing my face.
But Koofy, you must be healing some of your childhood traumas and your emotional challenges, because people who don't eat like you, they're eating ice cream and cake and all the other chemical foods because they have emotional challenges that are soothing their emotions. No judgment. It's just the reality of what it is. If you're eating a Popeye's chicken that tastes delicious, you can smell it when you're driving by. Oh, I need a Popeye's chicken sandwich because I feel like I need some chicken. I got to have my chicken. It's a drug. So we got a lot of addicts that need healing before we can start getting on the green smoothies and all. We've got to heal our emotions. So I'm assuming that you're healing some of your emotional traumas as a child.
Oh, my God. I am healing so much of my emotions because I'm connected with my own emotions and I'm connected with nature. I told a guy tonight, I'm connected with nature now. I don't care what a human being, I don't worship the creature. I worship the creator. I don't care what you guys are putting out this fear. I live in faith. You know what I mean? So, yes, I've you know, corrected all of my past ills of emotional ills that we all go through, and I'm trying to correct those by eating right. And that's what I found out. This is the secret. You know, you're a woman. You're by yourself. You're at home. You're lonely. Guess what you do? You know, ice cream, you binging on all kind of stuff, and you know
potato
what I mean?
Chip.
But,
potato chip, one of my favorites. Potato chip. Yeah. All of those. But even, you know, when you transition from, let's say, from eating animals to vegetarian, you got to be careful about soy products, and because they use a lot of soy to replace the meat. They make meat substitutes with soy. Soy increases the estrogen levels, and then that puts your hormones out of balance. So you can do more harm sometimes by giving up the meat and going to processed foods than you can just eating a grass-fed buffalo every now and then, or bison every now and then. So we've got to.
But you know how I corrected that?
Getting
the knowledge of saying green plants gives me protein from the sun.
Right.
You know, sometimes it's knowledge. We need the knowledge to feed us to do right. So I don't want a dead animal. I think because they said eat meat because you get the protein, right? Because the animals I eat, you know, the tigers and lions, they don't kill nothing. They don't eat nothing that eats animals. They kill everything that eats plants. Okay. So when I got the knowledge of saying, wow, you know, the green herbs are my protein, is going to feed my bones, my blood, that's when I started to say, you know, get conscious and get acclimated. So I wake up in the morning and I do what? I go out and drink my rainwater. I drink water every morning. I put it with my herbs every morning, and I condition myself to do that. You know what I mean? It's a long process. It's hard.
Transforming the aging process is a process, because we have to become more mindful of what the society is offering us, quote, as food, which is just chemicals and processed elements, versus what is really nourishing us. So thank you, Kufi, for your wisdom and sharing your journey with us.
Eat raw honey every day.
Yeah. So
I'm doing that right now.
Okay, so there's so many things. We're running out of time, but I want to just say this. As we stop abusing ourselves with boxed processed food and we become more mindful of what's really nourishing us, think about Elitam Elamine. This man doesn't eat food or drink water. What's nourishing him? Nature. The air is nourishing him. The sun is nourishing him. Being out at the beach is nourishing him. We have been neglectful about taking in the Creator's nourishment all around us. When I do my Tai Chi outside, I thank the Creator for all the nourishment of the sky and the clouds and the birds and the bees and the insects and the leaves and the bark. You know, you look around you when you're outside and you realize this is all nourishment. You're actually getting protein from nature, but we haven't been taught that. So we don't think to manifest that with our words, but it's really a reality. When you look at the spectrum of someone who's not eating any food or water and those who are over here with diabetes and heart disease and all this sickness, and they're eating three meals a day, balance, come back to balance, and you realize in order to transform aging is you've got to come back here on this side of the spectrum where you're not eating hardly anything. And you're taking in the prana, the chi, and the energy that the Creator gives us in nature. So I hope this has been helpful for all of you as we wind down. And I'm going to open up Naima's mic and see if we can get our international farewell going. That you will begin to think about eating less, moving more, and meditating. Spend more time breathing deeply.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archive.
That's what the aging, www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. More fellowship. Please, find some senior citizens who need some smiles and laughter and music. More music. Music is going to really transform this age. Dance. Dancing in nature. Dancing barefoot. Dancing naked. Good. Go ahead, do it. In a private location. That's what we've got to become more revolutionary.
Listen to our radio show.
So thank you all. I hope you'll share. Tomorrow, Zelda is going to be talking about Are You One Check Away?
90 seconds.
Homelessness. Join Zelda tomorrow morning and learn about how to prevent that with your finances. That's eight Eastern time and 7 Central. So we're going to say goodbye to all our global family.
Zanyaba.
Zanyaba.
Arigato.
Arigato.
Korea. Kamsahamnida.
Kamsahamnida.
Spasiba.
Germany.
60 seconds.
Poland. Jeong Kunyong.
Jeong Kunyong.
Merci.
Merci beaucoup.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Italy.
Muchas gracias.
Grazie.
Grazie.
Shukran.
Shukran.
Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Nyabonga, Senegal,
Geret,
Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shalom and have a wonderful week.
Peace be upon you.
Stay of joy.
And the mercy of God.
10 seconds.
Bye-bye. I love you. Mwah.